Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Today it is Tuesday, October 9th. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal right now to help end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org to make your donation or join Normal today to help legalize marijuana. We've got a great audio stash for you today. We're going to speak with Stuart Cooper from Granite Staters for Medical Marijuana. Their videos can be found online at youtube.com/livefreeNH. We spoke with Stuart here in the past. Their project is to interact with presidential candidates in New Hampshire and ask them questions about medical marijuana. We're going to hear some audio from video they gathered of Fred Thompson and other candidates here today and talk with Stuart about those interactions. That's all here on the audio stash today, along with a new track from the Cottonmouth Kings' new album, Cloud Nine. This track features Be Real of Cypress Hill. It's called Riding High. All that for you here in the audio stash today. And folks, again, if you want to join us for the National Normal Conference taking place in Los Angeles starting this Friday, link up at normalaudiostash.com and complete your conference registration right online. Let's get right into our show today with our interview with Stuart Cooper.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Stuart Cooper from Granite Staters for Medical Marijuana joins us today to discuss some recent interactions he's had with presidential candidates in New Hampshire. Videos of all those interactions, again, available at youtube.com/livefreeNH. We have direct links to that at normalaudiostash.com. Stuart, welcome back to the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a joy to be on the show.
Great to speak with you again, Stuart. You and Granite Staters have been very busy up there. One of the newest video features is an interaction you had with former Senator Fred Thompson. Tell us a bit about this interaction.
Well, Fred Thompson was at a political event in Exeter, and he had the opportunity to meet our seriously ill Dover resident, Clayton Holton, who has muscular dystrophy. And Fred Thompson came over, spoke with Clayton, and Clayton essentially asked him his position on medical marijuana and whether or not he would continue the federal raids on patients. And as you can see in the video, or as your viewer, or listeners can see in the video, Thompson essentially just stands there, doesn't have an answer, and essentially, you know, acts more like a human than Mitt Romney did and says, you know, I'm sorry for your pain and I will look into that. And we then pressed him on the issue the following day at another town hall meeting. hoping he had looked into it, and he still hadn't. But he did say that he was open to learning more, open to getting more research, and we provided their campaign that, but Mr. Thompson just hasn't returned back to New Hampshire in the past month, so we haven't had the opportunity to confirm that he's done his research.
Let's go ahead and play a short clip from that Fred Thompson video. Again, the full video available at youtube.com/livefreeNH. Here's Fred Thompson.
I'm a big fan of your work, and I like a lot of your movies. My question for you is what you would do to stop federal raids against medical marijuana patients like myself.
Well, we'll have to look into that. You know, I'm not prepared to tell you ultimately. I can't imagine, you know, what you're having to go through and what your needs are. And I really can't address that right now. But I'll be glad to sit down and talk with you sometime.
Is this something you think about it?
Well, I'm familiar with the issue generally. You know, there are federal laws involved, and there's federalism issues also involved. And it depends on a lot of different set of circumstances. And I just can't give you a definitive answer to that right now.
All right.
Maybe later.
Now, Stuart, you alluded to a video shot by Granite Staters that made its way onto CNN and other news outlets. That featured an interaction with a medical marijuana patient who we heard there with Fred Thompson. The patient's name is Clayton Holton. First, tell us a bit about Clayton, then we'll talk about that video with Mitt Romney.
Definitely. Clayton is 22, and he will soon be the youngest person ever to be placed in a New Hampshire nursing home. He has muscular dystrophy, a very, very, very rare case of muscular dystrophy where essentially his body eats away at all the muscle fat until the point that he is, you know, without any muscle, his bones can no longer support his rib cage, and, you know, he passes away. And generally people don't live past the age of 16, but Clayton has very strong personality. He's a very strong individual, and He's tried every single antiemetic or substance that stimulates appetite so he can keep his weight up. If he can't keep his weight above 65, 70 pounds, then he will pass away. And he's never weighed over 80, and he's about 5'9". Never weighed over 80 pounds. Now, years ago, he's tried every medicine, including steroids. Steroids didn't work. I mean, that's the most extreme. When nothing worked, for out of the blue, he tried marijuana at a time when, you know, his friends gave it to him. Kind of eased the pain one day when he was in high school, and he ended up eating more than he'd ever eaten. His weight dramatically increased, and where no steroids and no pharmaceuticals were effective, marijuana worked. And five of his doctors, including his pulmonologist and his heart doctor, cardiologist, have said that he's living proof marijuana works. Unfortunately, because he's in the hospital right now, waiting to be transferred to a retirement home, and because it's, medical marijuana is illegal in New Hampshire, he has essentially lost some weight again, and he's force-feeding himself just to stay alive without his medicine. So this is just one example. Somebody doesn't have to be arrested to be harmed by our medical marijuana laws. They can just be sick and not have access to it. He contacted me not too long ago and said that he would definitely love to become part of the campaign, and so we've been doing our best to get him out of the hospital and get him in front of these candidates so he can tell his story and show these candidates that, you know, this is a real human issue that ought to be taken care of, not with our criminal justice system, but by our health system.
And we've seen in the past with state initiatives and some federal legislation that medical patients themselves can really be the most effective communicators on this issue. And the politicians tend to treat these patients perhaps with more attention than policy experts or lobbyists.
Definitely. I mean, I can tell you from my personal experience, in my interactions with, I'll just use Romney as an example, they generally have no problem being extremely rude and very blunt and even over the top sometimes, right to an activist like myself, or even a medical professional. We've had John McCain essentially tell a medical professional who's worked in an oncology unit that she didn't know what she was talking about, and then he went on to essentially make a statement without any evidence. But, so you get a patient in front of them, they're much less likely to make light of the situation. But, as again, you see Mitt Romney, he has absolutely no problem looking, proof in the eye and then turning his back to it. And I think that shows a lot about Romney and the six Republicans who are willing to turn their back to science and have chosen politics and propaganda over compassion and reason.
Now let's hear audio of that interaction between Clayton Holton, a medical marijuana patient, and Mitt Romney. This is from the Granite Staters for Medical Marijuana video. They shot it themselves. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com. And again, this particular video made its way onto CNN and other news outlets. Here's the audio. We'll hear Clayton and former Governor Mitt Romney.
I suffer from an extremely rare type of muscular dystrophy, and I have to take medication or I'll die. Right now, I weigh less than 80 pounds. I have all my life. I have support of five of my doctors saying that I am living proof that medical marijuana works. I am completely against legalizing it for everyone, but there is medical purposes for it.
And you have synthetic marijuana that's available and other pain medications.
It makes me sick. I have tried it, and it makes me throw up. I have tried all the medications there are and all the forms that come in, appetite stimulators or steroids. I have muscular dystrophy. That's completely against my DNA.
I'm sorry to hear that.
My question for you is, will you arrest me and my doctors if I get medical marijuana prescribed?
I'm not in favor of medical marijuana being legal.
So will you have me arrested?
Hi. How are you?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Will you please ask?
We see in the video here that Romney leans down to Clayton's wheelchair and then practically recoils as soon as the word marijuana is out there.
Yeah, I mean, it gets worse than that. Something that people don't see. I've been to a number of Romney events. It's not as if, you know, he knew it was a setup or anything, and it wasn't. I mean, Clayton has never been to a Romney event. Clayton has never spoken to Romney, and Clayton wanted to, and he wanted to share his opinion. He wasn't expecting a no answer. He was just expecting to share his opinion and get Mr. Governor Romney to state a clear position. We went in there, and Clayton, who cannot raise his hand because he, unfortunately, you know, he doesn't have any muscle in his shoulder, he cannot raise his hand, went in there, and he had a sign that said, "Governor, I have a question." And he immediately went and spoke to staffers holding the microphones and said, "You know, please, I cannot raise my hand. I have a health care question for Governor Romney." The staffers walked away and ignored him. The staffers completely ignored him because, you know, Romney and a lot of these upper echelon candidates do not like, you know, any opportunity where they could potentially, you know, be seen in an instance like this where they're speaking to somebody from the public, maybe in a wheelchair, where the public may be more sympathetic to that. And so the staff completely ignored Clayton. Fortunately, an elderly man next to Clayton, saw that this was going on and was able to wave Romney over, and the media just surrounded it, and you see what happens. Romney, just like his staff, heard the question, and rather than being a man and being a leader and having the courage to, you know, one way or another, make a clear statement, you know, yes, I will have patients arrested, or no, you know, this is a revolution to me, or a revelation to me, he just turned his back and walked away because he'd rather bury his head in the sand.
Well, that interaction certainly did not bode well for Romney's PR effort. Even with all his financial resources, Romney must realize that every personal interaction is deeply important in a presidential campaign. Now, let's look at some video from current New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Granite Staters got a chance to catch up with him in September again. Richardson has been a strong and very public advocate for the New Mexico medical marijuana program that's coming online now. But when asked, Richardson also clearly says the drug war is a failure. You know, Stuart, are you surprised that he bridges that policy gap so easily?
No, I mean, I don't think anyone can with a straight face say that the drug war is working. I mean, but that's not GSMM, Granite Staters for Medical Marijuana. Our focus is strictly on medical marijuana. But I can tell you he's not the only one on the whole marijuana reform issue. I mean, even Senator Dodd came out recently and said that he would decriminalize marijuana, and that's ridiculous that we're putting our children in prison for using this substance. I think Hillary Clinton and Obama, they've all spoken recently about how we need treatment, how the drug issue should not be a criminal justice issue. It should be a health care issue. And, you know, and I think the first step in doing that, you know, we at least ought to remove the wounded from the battlefield. It's like what we like to say at MPP, where, you know, if we're going to have a war on marijuana, let's at least get the most vulnerable citizens out of the way. And we can deal with that, you know, separately. But let's at least get the seriously ill taken care of, because that's our duty as humans. And the leader of our country, I would think, would be better off protecting rather than arresting American citizens.
Let's listen to audio now from that interaction. Here's New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson in New Hampshire last month.
You know, I'm not for decriminalizing drugs, marijuana, cocaine. I do think the war on drugs has been a failure. We because we've got to do more treatment and rehabilitation. You can't just have more penalties and incarcerate. It has to be a dual strategy. It's a national problem. You know, meth in my state is huge, but we dealt with it with more penalties, but also with more education and rehabilitation. But this is the issue on medical marijuana. Our cancer research, let me tell you what it is. We had this debate in Iowa. I don't know if you saw it with Lance Armstrong, the cyclist, cancer. Do anybody watch? You all watch any debates? I wonder sometimes. Did you see the debate? No? When? We spent $6 billion on cancer research in this country. That's 2 weeks of the Iraq War. That is proportionally so much less than other countries in the world on cancer research. Not just treatment, but the cure. Not just like screening and breast cancer and ovarian cancer. There's no test for ovarian cancer. Nobody knows. You know, we haven't perfected it. We should. So I had 30 people that had cancer about a year and a half come to see me. And they said, we don't have health. We're probably going to die. We'd like something to ease the pain. And we understand that medical marijuana does it. They said that. Will you pass a law in New Mexico, along with 9 other states that have it, like California, to have medical marijuana? And I asked my experts. I said, can we find a way to make sure that this is safeguarded? We don't have these weed gardens all over the place. Can we do it right? And my health people said, we can do it. We're only talking about, I think, 109 people. And so we passed a law. And I took a lot of heat. You know, sheriffs around the country, White House drug policy, governor has an agenda, he and George Soros, you know. I just was trying to help people that were suffering. And we instituted a program. And guess what happened? The Bush administration said, this is terrible. We will prosecute those Department of Health care workers that are implementing this law. Prosecute them. Because they're violating the law. And they also dragged this man, a paraplegic, in his home, who was certified under the program, and they arrested him. Then later they said, well, we didn't know that it was a state-approved program. You know, the Bush people, instead of going after drug dealers, they're going against people that are dying. I mean, that's a ludicrousy of our approach to many issues.
That was New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson in New Hampshire last month. Stuart, you mentioned Hillary Clinton, and I was looking on our website statistics the other day, and there were over 30 Google searches directed at us on Hillary Clinton's view on marijuana or Hillary Clinton's view on medical marijuana. I know you haven't gotten Senator Clinton on video as of yet. Is that because of the types of events she's holding, and are you surprised that she's been hasn't been more vocal on this medical marijuana issue?
You know, it is kind of surprising that she hasn't been more forthcoming, but then again, you were right on. She hasn't had the opportunity. As I discussed the last time I was on the show, Senator Clinton, because she has such high name recognition, when she comes and has events, she'll come with a huge entourage of security and have these big rallies where it's almost impossible to get a question off to her to get her position. Only now, this week, she's actually going to be coming into New Hampshire and will be having town hall events, the first time in months. So we hope to get out there. But, yeah, she's more difficult to get a hold of. But, again, we, as you know, Grant is for medical marijuana. We have confronted her on several occasions, and she has said, quote, you know, the raids are horrible. And she has, you know, when asked if she will end them, she said, yes, I will. And she was very emphatic about that. So, you know, we believe she's on our side. We just want to give her more opportunities in the public stage to state that.
Also, Stuart, I want to note that at a recent town hall meeting with Arizona Senator John McCain, someone asked the medical marijuana question, and McCain says basically every meeting I have in New Hampshire, someone is asking this question about medical marijuana. I find it interesting that McCain took notice of that. Certainly no candidate would act surprised to get multiple questions at their appearances about something like the Iraq War.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this past weekend, he was confronted twice, one of our volunteers and a Students for Sensible Drug Policy member here at local college. And John was, you can watch our video on our YouTube site, Live Free NH, but John asked a question, and before he get the single question out, he was interrupted three times by Senator McCain, essentially making fun of him, like, how many times do I have to hear this question? You know, how many times? And the point is, you know, he's never answered the question. If you actually listen to the questions, you watch the video, you see that we always ask, will you have patients arrested? Will you continue the raids? We don't ask about the position in general on medical marijuana. And as you've seen with Mitt Romney and you'll see with McCain, these Republicans, as much as they like to state firmly that they're against medical marijuana, they don't have the courage to just put it bluntly and say, yes, I will have patients arrested, because they know 80% of America disagrees with them. So they lack courage. I don't know how Americans can vote for individuals who don't even have the courage to look Americans in the eye and tell you exactly what they want to do. They have to do it behind closed doors. And so, yes, McCain's been hit a number of times. He knows the issue. And yet, even after our ninth or tenth time we've encountered him, he's still claiming that patients aren't even being arrested and that there's no medical evidence proving marijuana has any benefit, even though I've personally handed him piles of evidence, and it's been confirmed by staff that he's read them. He just continues to deny it. So that's the problem we're facing with these Republicans. And on the other side, you know, with the exception of Tom Tancredo and Ron Paul, those two individuals both got A pluses from Granite Status for medical marijuana, because they're true Republicans who believe in states' rights and believe in ending failed policy.
Also today, Stuart, I wanted to ask you about the project here in general there at Granite Staters for Medical Marijuana. You know, this ability to post videos and get them seen by both the public and the news media on YouTube, this is a new opportunity for activists and regular citizens. Do you think that this will only increase the importance of places like New Hampshire, who have this long tradition of citizen interaction with presidential candidates?
Absolutely. I mean, as a New Hampshire resident, we have the duty to vet these candidates before the nation. I mean, we take this responsibility to heart. And a lot of people, you know, our primary has been coming under attack. A lot of states went in. But we've had the tradition for a very long time, and we do a very good job. Normal citizens like myself just get out there, and we confront these candidates, and we show the general public across America, or we show the nation how these candidates react when it comes down to, like, personal interactions. And that's why this video is so telling, and that's why it's been picked up by CNN, because every single time a candidate gives up and gets a speech or goes to a town hall event, that's so scripted, and I can essentially repeat everything Mitt Romney or John McCain is going to say at every event, because I've seen it so many times, and they just repeat themselves, and they pound that message. When you get them on the side and you get them looking in the eyes of regular human beings and regular citizens, and you get these interactions on videotape, you see the true candidate. And I can tell you, Mitt Romney is the exception. Many candidates are very warm people. They'll come up and speak to you, and they'll be honest with you. Unfortunately, Republicans like Mitt Romney, this isn't every politician. This is really just Mitt Romney and John McCain and a few more of these Republicans who will just turn their back to science, will be very aggressive, be very rude, and very curt. And I hope that citizens watch this and they realize this isn't set up. This is how he really is. I've interacted with him multiple times. I've had patients and medical professionals, nurses and doctors, who will never go back to a Romney event because he was so rude to them when they asked him just a simple question that he couldn't even answer.
Righto. Well, Stuart, this has been a great conversation here today. As always, I appreciate you taking time to join us and allowing us to play audio of the video you shoot up there. Thank you again.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks again, Stuart. Stuart Cooper is with Granite Staters for Medical Marijuana. They're out there capturing video of interactions with medical patients and others, asking the presidential candidates their views on medical marijuana and if they will stop the federal raids on medical marijuana patients and facilities around the country. They can be found online at granitestaters.com, and the videos can be viewed at www.youtube.com/livefreenh. We have direct links right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned. We've got some great music coming up next.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers, and nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana. And over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Stropp, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
You're listening to NORML's Daily Audio Stash.
In music here today, we're going to play another track off the Cottonmouth Kings' brand new album. It's called Cloud Nine. You can hear an interview with Daddy X of the Cottonmouth Kings right here on NORML's Daily Audio Stash, his second interview here with us. That took place in August. You can tune into our August 31st program right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Here's Riding High off the Cloud Nine album. This features Be Real of Cypress Hill.
Switching lanes back and forth, popping strains of Indo. Filled on the gas, car full of weed smoke. Laid back, smooth, that'll put you in the mood. We the kings of the chronic, and this is how we do it. When I bounce out, I got a pocket full of weed. So sick, got my dance burning trees. Seat cocked back, got my shit bumping. Stop at the liquor store to get a little something. Pick a 12 pack up, a couple of blunts. Go back to the crib, now it's time to get drunk. Call my girl up, cause I need a little love. Roll another blunt, let the smoke float above.
On a Sunday afternoon, just washing my car. Getting it ready for the night and the boulevard. Polishing all the chrome and shining up the tire. Smoking joint after joint, I couldn't get no higher. Keep a mini bottle chilling in my cup holder. Plus a bag in my lap, full of nothing but the Doja. Cruising out the neighborhood on a slow stone creek. I'm just out riding high, sipping through my fam.
Switching lanes back and forth, all the strains of Indo. Filling the gas, car full of weed smoke. Lay back smooth, let it put you in the mood. We the kings of the chronic, and this is how we do.
Hit the weed and become just like me. Smoking rebel full of THC. One hit, two hit, three hit, four. Then five more hits from my 8 foot roll. Then roll that shit up and hit it and pass it around. Don't hog it up or we take it away and put you down. You wanna medicate, meditate. We're known for hitting the bones, bloods, and the vapor rate. We ride high with the endless supply. Because we ride or die and put the red in your eyes. We sack it up in 3 months, packing a free lunch. After the 420, we stacking the damn money. And so it goes if you're holding the drone. Break it out, blaze it up, then you hit and hold. With the KMK or the Cypress blend, you better twist those ends and go tell your friends.
Switching lanes back and forth, all the strains of Indo. Filling the gas, car full of weed smoke. Lay back smooth, better put you in the mood. We the kings of the chronic, and this is how we do.
Cottonmouth Kings with Be Real of Cypress Hill there with Riding High here on NORML's Daily Audio Stash. That's off the Cottonmouth Kings' newest album, Cloud Nine. We have links to it and Suburban Noise Records right up on our website today at normalaudiostash.com. Listening to NORML's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis.
sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. Podcasting Technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.